Stephanie Krantz and David Moen walk this tightly packed new Monterey neighborhood with a map and list of likely voters. House by house, they're trying to get the word out on Measure Z.
My wife and I are just going door to door.
Oh, yeah.
And have you heard of Measure Z before?
Yes.
They're volunteers for the group Protect Monterey County, which is behind the Yes on Z campaign.
You're on board?
Yes,
thank you. So we can count on your vote?
Yes.
All right.
Both are biologists, busy with full-time jobs and a young son, but they're passionate enough about this measure to get a babysitter so they can canvass for votes.
More than anything, it's because I have a child and I want him to have a hopeful future, and I don't think that fracking for natural gas and polluting our water is a hopeful thing to be doing.
The shorthand for Measure Z is that it bans fracking in Monterey County, a move that right now would be largely symbolic since fracking doesn't currently happen here. Yes on Z's Andy Shaw Coron attributes that to the low price of oil.
So we want to make sure that when the price of oil goes back up, they don't start it.
Measure Z aims to accomplish more than just a ban on the potential future use of fracking. It also stops the drilling of any new wells in Monterey County, and it prevents disposing wastewater from oil production back into the ground.
We should have no more wastewater injection wells in the county, and that over a 5+ year period that they have to phase out wastewater injection. In other words, no more putting contaminated water back into the water supply for the valley.
A new report from the nonprofit Environmental Action Center raises concerns about the risks of how wastewater injection wells operate in Monterey County. But state water officials say they have no record of oil fields in Monterey County ever contaminating drinking water, and call the zones where the wastewater is injected deeper and distinctly different from those aquifers. Dallas Tubbs is a petroleum engineer for Chevron.
It's a very rigorous protocol that keeps the water table safe. We've been operating there for nearly 60 years, and there's been no evidence of contamination.
Tubbs says preventing the oil industry from drilling new wells and ending wastewater injection will ultimately put an end to the oil industry in Monterey County, because they can't simply rework old wells, and even cleaning the water would leave some wastewater with nowhere to go under the confines of Measure Z.
So I hear about these things that we supposedly can do, but I'm not hearing about that from other petroleum engineers. I'm hearing about it from political activists supposing what we can do based on their understanding.
In San Ardo, oil is part of this tiny town's identity. When you make the drive about an hour and a half south and inland from the Monterey Peninsula, you're greeted by an aging sign with a cowboy riding an oil pumper.
He's riding one of those wells, getting oil out of the ground. Oil's been here since I can remember.
Willie Lopez has lived here for 64 years. He went to the school just up the street. So did his 6 children. He worries what Measure Z will mean for his community.
A lot of young people will lose their jobs. It's senseless.
There's also concern at the school, the hub of this unincorporated community. Kathy Reimer is superintendent and principal of the San Ardo Union Elementary School District.
Chevron contributed $100,000 to help the facilities be brought up to an operating standard, and they have been a big partner with us in education.
In the school's sunlit halls, Reimer walks past a banner touting the science and technology program Chevron also helped start here. She says beyond direct donations, the oil industry is an important part of the school's tax base. An analysis done by Monterey County's auditor says the oil industry paid nearly $8 million in property taxes last year, with much of those funds going to schools.
I think that the will of people who are not even in this area is trying to be imposed upon the people that it will mostly affect, which is a small rural community.
Again, Yes on Z's Andy Shaw Coron.
It's not the people of other parts of the county imposing upon the people of Southern Monterey County. It's the actions in South Monterey County imposing a consequence on everybody in Monterey County.
Measure Z needs a majority vote to pass. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.